Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome everyone. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Our biggest story is coming from the international front, with the Indian Foreign Ministry has denied US President Donald Trump's claim that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked him to mediate on the Kashmir issue. President Trump, who hosted Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan at the White House on Monday, had said that if I can help, I would love to be a mediator. Trump added that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had talked to him about the Kashmir issue and had insisted that he becomes the mediator or the arbitrator on the standoff. Replying to this, Imran Khan said at the press conference that prayers of a billion people will be with Trump if he can mediate and resolve the situation. In a series of tweets immediately that followed after, the foreign ministry, however, has denied that no such request has been made by the prime minister. Ministry spokesperson Ravish Kumar posted on Twitter that all outstanding issues with Pakistan are discussed only bilaterally, and any engagement with Pakistan would require an end to cross-border terrorism. He cited the Shimla Agreement and the Lahore Declaration, saying that they provide the basis to resolve all issues between India and Pakistan bilaterally. Now, hours after Trump's remark, the US State Department said that the matter is a bilateral issue as well, concerning Islamabad and New Delhi. However, the department added that Washington is ready to assist. President Trump and PM Modi had met last month on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Osaka in Japan. Imran Khan, who was also at the summit, though, there was no bilateral meet between him and Modi. Now, India has been against any third-party mediation in Kashmir, though it has repeatedly sought by Pakistan in various international forums, including the United Nations. The US had upheld India's stance, maintaining that Kashmir is a bilateral issue and should be solved between New Delhi and Islamabad. Next up, the drama in Karnataka continues yet again, and the assembly was adjourned close to midnight on Monday, with Speaker K.R. Ramesh Kumar giving a fresh deadline for the trust vote of 6 p.m. today. At the end of the turbulent day, the speaker said that I do not want this 11 p.m. thing again. Everyone has health conditions in the house. The house also witnessed chaos as the speaker turned down Chief Minister H.T. Kumaraswamy's request for more time before the floor test, and the BJP insisted on sitting till midnight if need be. The coalition has been asked to prove a majority after 16 of its lawmakers resigned and two independents withdrew support. The BJP has accused the Chief Minister of delaying the trust vote in hopes of reprieve from the Supreme Court. The House yesterday was adjourned twice, once for more than 2 hours in the evening amid slogan shouting. The shouting continued even after it reconvened, and the exasperated speaker was heard saying that they could continue till 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. Amid the chaos, HTK distributed copies of what he claimed was a fake letter of resignation that was being circulated by his political rivals. Now, there's much to hope for, and let's see if the floor test finally happens and the fate of the government in Karnataka, which for now is a coalition led by Congress and the JDS, manages to survive this. India's historic moon mission Chandrayaan-2 lifted off successfully from its launch pad in Andhra Pradesh, Sriharikota, at 2:43 p.m. on Monday on board a heavy giant lift rocket. India's space scientists had a narrow 1 minute window for their second attempt at launching the moon mission, a week after it had to be aborted 56 minutes before liftoff. In visuals, scientists at the Indian Space Research Organization, that's the ISRO's control room, closely watched the rockets as it gained speed and headed towards the outer atmosphere, propelled by the massive thrust of the powerful 640-ton rocket. Minutes later, the rocket successfully put Chandrayaan-2 into Earth's orbit, and a booming applause reverberated inside the control room as the scientists who have been working hard for the mission congratulated one another, hugged and shook hands. ISRO Chairman K. Sivan drew a loud applause from the scientists gathered around him as he addressed the media gathering and said that he was extremely happy to announce that the GSLV Mark III successfully injected the Chandrayaan 2 into the orbit. He also said that this is the mere beginning of India's historical journey to the moon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi watched the liftoff of the moon mission on a giant screen at his office in Delhi and was also seen clapping with scientists of ISRO when the rocket successfully placed the Chandrayaan 2 into the orbit. In a series of tweets, Modi congratulated ISRO and Indian scientists for achieving this historical feat and said that it proves the prowess of Indian scientists, adding that it is a matter of pride for every Indian. Right, that's all for today, but we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you and the top developments to watch out for. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak and continue to follow news18.com for more updates. Thanks for listening. I hope all of you have a really good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.